money.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter with your host,
Big Lad
and Phil. Tonight we're talking the 2014 It Follows, rated R horror mystery movie. I watched this movie on a whim, and when I watched it, I was like, I want to talk about this movie. This movie's about fucking paranormal STDs. We got to do it. So I called Lance up. I called Big Lance. I was like, we going to do this movie? Check it out. And this, or I might have sent you a text. I don't remember.
I didn't really... see that analogy, but now I can see it, I reckon. Paranormal STDs.
Oh, you didn't see that?
I just looked at it as something strange, and why is it happening? Where did it come from? Who started it?
You don't get any of that information.
I see it as kind of a something like a one of them chains where you got to do this, or you'll die by tomorrow, or
like a chain letter. Yeah. I never got the chain letter thing. That's, wow. We were on two different planes there.
We really was.
That's weird. I thought paranormal STD, I mean, it's like if you fuck, you get STD you can't get rid of. You have to fuck to survive.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's that. I just looked at it in a totally different aspect. But I see your point there. Yeah, it's a paranormal STD, I reckon. I wonder how the guy that wrote the movie wanted people to look at it as.
Good question. All right, well, this movie stars a whole bunch of fucking people that we don't know. Sorry, guys. I mean, I'm not going to go through all your names because I don't fucking know any of y'all. Was there a single person in this movie that you knew? I didn't know anybody in this movie.
That kid, the kid that started dating her after the first guy.
Yeah. The nerdy.
He kind of looked familiar, but I ain't certain on it.
Right. Well, all right. Let me go into this story a little bit. Basically, what this story is we're going, for the purpose of this podcast, we're going to call it It. It follows you.
It is a thing
that comes after you and
that
kills
can change
you.
It's what it is. I reckon it might even change into a dog, but it can turn into your mama, it can turn into your grandmama, it can turn into somebody you never knew before. Half the time it's naked.
It comes in a whole bunch of different flavors, but I will say this,
it don't run,
it just walks.
It walks at
drive.
A very kind of a slower moderate speed. It's pacing.
You can run from this. You can manage to live your life and manage to stay one step ahead of
this.
Yeah,
you could.
As long as you follow the rule, don't put yourself in a room that don't have
oversleep.
You got to go in a room that has more than one exit.
Yeah, as long as you don't oversleep, you're good. But this is my thing.
You can put some time on your life just by driving cross country.
I got a question after, but I mean, I know this is yours, but.
No, go ahead.
Don't you want to start out how the dude kind of tells her about it?
Well, actually, I kind of want to run through this movie as a story.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I think I can do it pretty quick because, I mean, like I said, I watched it a couple of different times. I mean, and I ain't saying we got to talk about all of it, but, I mean, yeah, I want to come in with.
Well, this was my question, and
okay,
I may be jumping ahead of the story, but.
It's fine.
Why can't you capture it? Can you capture it? And then you know where it's at all times. And then it'd just be walking into a wall.
I guess you possibly could, but how are you going to capture it? I mean, it busts through walls and shit. I mean, if you, like,
but
trapped it in a vault, like if you had a vault that had two doors, you walk in one side, it follows you in, they close the door, you walk out, they close the door, and it's a metal vault.
Okay.
That actually sounds feasible. And then just make sure that vault's never fucking opened again.
Why wasn't it tried?
Because that takes a lot of money and resources that these teenagers
not
didn't have.
Not a vault necessarily. Put it in a room where it's in a very strong room, I reckon. Or a trunk with a lock or something.
How do you put it in a trunk now?
That would be a little difficult. That'd be a little difficult. I don't know, but there's a way to trap it. Walk through a narrow passageway. Cut out. Fucking weld him in. I don't know. I don't know.
Alright, well, this movie starts out. You got this girl who runs out of her house about half naked. Middle of the day. And she's running around and she's fucking freaking out. This movie has got some seriously good scares in it. And a whole bunch of fake scares.
Well, it's strange because she runs out of her house. She's sitting there looking at her door. And then there's a woman across the street. She's like, Are you okay?
Are you okay, honey?
She says, yeah, I'm okay. Do you need help? No.
Granted, this girl's running around half naked in high heels.
And then she just waits. And then she runs back inside the house. The dad says, what's wrong?
Yeah. He's like, pumpkin. And she just
and
runs
right past him, runs in the house, and then runs back out, gets in the car, and leaves.
Yep. And drives and drives and drives until she hits the beach.
So you really don't have any idea what's
going on.
No,
you have no clue what the fuck's going on.
You're like, what the fuck?
But I did wonder.
You think she just got raped or something, right?
Right, but I'm wondering why the fuck she runs all the way around on the grass back around. Like, she didn't just run a straight line back to her house.
She run all around.
And I'm like, why did she run loop around like that? It's because of it.
Right. She waited till it got close to her, and then she ran right back inside so she had enough time to get inside, get what she needed, and come back out.
Which was car keys.
Right. Yeah, I didn't have no idea what was going
on. So then she gets to the beach and she sits down and she calls her dad calls her and she answers the phone. She's sitting at the beach and she says, Dad, I'm sorry. I love you. I just want you to know I love you. And it's getting dark and then all of a sudden, boom, next morning, she's like all fucking broken. I mean, like her legs are broke in wrong places. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't
she's
know.
All fucked up and she's just laying there dead. And then bam, we move on to. And that when you get that, I'm thinking this girl at the beginning is the main character. She's the main character.
Right.
But no, she ain't. They just kill her off right out the gate.
Why did it do her like that, but it didn't do nobody else like that? It had her fucking back. Her leg was broken backwards.
Let's wait to get into that.
And she just waited on the beach for that to happen.
Yeah, she was tired of running. Right. How long was she running? We'll see. Just hold on to that thought, and we'll get back to that on the next death kill.
Well, it went back to that boy, because apparently it had went to him.
All right. So
he
now,
gave it away
right.
to her, and then it came back to him.
Right. So now we jump forward and we got this guy and this girl. They're going to the movies and they're standing in line. And she's like, let's play this game. You pick somebody out and you say, all right, I got my person. And then I have to choose who that person is. And it's like, okay, let's try that. And you're like, okay, I got it. That dad over there. And, you know, they get into this whole game where you pick the person, right?
Right.
So when they're in there, they're sitting down to watch this movie. He says, okay, I got my person. Or no, she says, okay, I got my person. He says, you're the girl in the yellow dress. And she's like, what girl in the yellow dress? That girl right there in the yellow dress. I don't see a girl in the yellow dress. He's like, you don't see the girl in the yellow dress?
He's like,
hey, we got to look, man. We got to go. I'm not feeling good. Come on.
Yeah.
And they take off.
So you kind of getting the picture here from reading the story of what's going on.
And I'm going to tell you, I didn't watch any trailers to this.
I didn't watch any trailers either. I just read the description of the movie.
Yeah, I did.
And I kind of got the picture there that he's seeing something that she ain't seeing.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting to feel that, too. He realized that when she says, I don't see a girl in the yellow dress. All right. And we still don't know exactly what's going on yet. So now we skip ahead. They have another date or so, and then they wind up fucking in the back of the car. They get done. She's just sitting there naked, kicking her feet up and looking, playing with the flowers growing in between the concrete. He's back there doing something in the trunk. You just hear. And I'm like, what the fuck is he doing back there? He comes in and lays on top of her and chloroforms her.
Yeah.
Knocks her the fuck out. She wakes up.
She wakes up in a fucking wheelchair and
and it looks like either a construction or abandoned building that's all busted up.
And he's like, oh, you finally awake? And he starts telling her what's going on. All
right, now this is where we explain the rules. So if you decided to listen to this without watching the movie, we're going to explain the rules to you now. This is some kind of entity that comes after you. It doesn't run. It doesn't. It just walks. It can't drive. It just walks. If it gets you, it kills you. You can run from this thing, and you can pass it on by having sex with somebody. But if you have sex with somebody, she's now going after that person. It is now going after that person. If it kills that person, it comes back after you. And if it kills you, it goes after the person that gave it to you. So when you do pass it on, you want that person to understand and believe you. So that's why he does all this. And he shows her the naked woman that's coming towards him, that's coming after her. All right. Would you like to? All right. That's the description. You want to talk a little bit?
You good, man. I'm just fucking wiping something off on my hand over here. But,
God damn, you over there jacking off while I'm talking?
No, there was something shiny on my hand. I thought, what the fuck is that? I reckon I spilled some soda on there or something. But anyway, you want to talk about some of your favorite parts, or you want to go through right through the movie plot? Are you done with the plot?
No, I was just wanting to know if you wanted to pick up right here. No, shit, man, we just got started. all right.
No,
so,
I ain't talking about ending right now.
No, I was still wanting to go through the movie. I just didn't know if you wanted to talk a little bit, because I was doing a lot of talking.
Well,
but I'll continue if you want me to. You sure are quiet over there. All right, so I'll get back into my talking.
No, what had happened was, so she goes home and she's like, she don't really know what's gonna happen or whatever.
Dude drops her fucking off. Don't even put her clothes back on. Just drops her off and says.
Drops her off in the street.
Yeah, and he's just like, give it to somebody else and run. And he jumps in his car and takes off.
No, he says, if you die, it comes back to me.
Yeah, so that's don't die.
Anyway, yeah, he just drops her off in the middle of the street. And I reckon they think she got raped.
Immediately. Because you got this whole group. And that's something different that they don't normally do. This is essentially a slasher movie. It's even got the fucking soundtrack from something like Michael Myers. I mean, it's got that John Carpenter soundtrack going on to it.
Yeah, all right. Well, check this out, man. This is something cool about the movie to me.
All right, go ahead.
These guys know she's got something, but they still want to bang this bitch.
Well, and I'm going to get into that because...
Because the one guy, he's like, I don't believe these stupid motherfuckers. I just want to fuck this girl. So he fucks her. And then he takes it from her. And then she's like, well, what's going on here? It ain't came to you yet? And he's like, no, it ain't coming to me. Is it? You know what I mean? I fucking squashed it. It's over. And she ain't seen him no more since it happened, right?
Yeah, but you're way ahead from where I was trying to go with this.
I'm sorry.
We ain't even met that dude yet. We just got dropped off after the rape session. All right, we're still at the fucking rape scene. They call the police. Police come and everything. I mean, God damn it, you fucked me up.
I fucked the whole movie up.
No, you just fucked me up.
We went back to where
anyway.
You was
this
at.
Bitch followed. Shit, you pick up on some favorite parts. I'm screwed up now.
I fucked up that bad.
Yeah, I don't know where the fuck I'm at. Can't get back into the groove of things. Now it feels
we'll just start off from where it was.
Met the neighbor, yeah.
She met the neighbor boy, and he just wanted to fuck her. He was like, fuck it, let's just fuck her. I don't believe this shit's real, and I ain't really friends with all
but
these.
He drives her all the way around.
Yeah, they drive up to the dude's house that gave it to her. Does he go with her?
He drives them up there, and the whole crew goes. The little nerdy friend, the sister, and then the chick who's reading that little compact shell e-reader.
Yeah, but the guy that wants to fuck her, does he go?
Yeah, he drives them in his car.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
They get there, and it's a fucking flop house, dude. I mean, there's comic strips and newspapers all up on the windows. Every window has some kind of chime, bottles or shit hanging to let Because this thing has to come through a window or a door. It can't just walk through walls. It's a physical thing. But you just can't see it unless you have it.
Right.
But now, if you have it and you give it to somebody else, you can still see it.
But it can still fucking harm anybody else.
Yeah, but it's not going after them.
It's not going after them, but if you get in its way, it's going to move.
Yeah, if you fuck with it, it'll fuck with you. if you fuck with us, we fucks with you.
That's
and it fuck. If you fuck with it fucks with you.
So this is my thing. Did it push the girl out of the way?
That's what I want. Is questions. We'll say it again.
This is my thing, and I'm jumping ahead. But when it's coming through the room at her, and the big tall man comes through the,
I love that part.
It don't show him push the girl out of the way, and they're coming through the door.
No, he walks around that girl. And did that part not scare the shit out of you? Because I'm thinking, she's gonna open that door, and she opened that door, and it was the friend. She was like, "What? What's the problem?" She walks in, and I'm like, I put my guard down. I went, and about that time, that 8-foot tall giant walks through.
I didn't put my guard down.
I put my guard down.
It was the second time she let the boy in first,
right? And then the girl, you thought
it was the second time. I knew he was coming through there.
I didn't know, but see, I thought it was the girl. But wait, it can't be the girl because she's talking. It don't talk. The door opened, and she kind of looked, and then she said something.
I knew it was coming right behind her.
I did.
I thought it was going to walk right through her. But no, I reckon it walked around her after she walked in.
Yeah, it don't touch them. The only reason it fucks with that boy is because that boy hit him. But we'll get into it.
But she was going out the window. She struck out the window then. But we'll get back. Or was that?
That's where we're at. That's where we're at.
All right, well, but then she gives it to the boy, and then he's like, I don't have it.
The neighbor, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I don't have it. That's bullshit, you know? And then she's sitting there looking at his house.
Question, before we get into that part. After they fuck, it just shows a quick scene of him sitting at a table with three girls, and they're all kind of laughing and joking.
He's trying to find somebody to give it to.
That's what I'm thinking.
Has he done gave it to somebody
Did he
else?
Give it to one of those girls that night?
That's what I was thinking.
And did they die first before it come after him?
I was thinking that too. That's a possibility. Okay. That's a possibility. That might be why he never actually had it chasing him, and she never seen it again until
it come for him.
Until after it killed her.
Yeah.
And then she seen it coming to his house. Mm-hmm. That may be true. Because I think he was fucking them.
See,
girls.
That's what the Smoky Shelter's about. Us figuring out plots and shit
that's
like that.
Right. That's what happened.
All
right.
So now, go back into where, now she looks out her window at night and she sees him walking into the house. It looks like him.
Does it look just like him?
Yeah, it's him.
Oh, okay.
And she's like looking at him. And then
busting the window.
He grabs the knob. And he starts beating on the
door. She starts trying to call him.
She thinks it's him right now. He can't open the door, and he beats on the door. And then it walks over there, picks up a brick, and busts the window. And that's when – and climbs through, and that's when she knows it.
Yeah.
She calls. No one answers. She runs over there. And when she runs in, it is banging on his door, but now it looks like his mother. And just banging on his door. And she said, don't open the door, don't open the door. He opens the door and goes – what, Mom? And she jumps on him and fucks him to death.
Right.
She just fucks him till he's purple.
This is my question. Did he have...
All right, what's your question?
Did he have a hard on immediately when he seen his mom's tits? Or what?
I did not think of that, but that is a good question.
How did she just jump on him and start fucking him?
That is a very... You think she dry humped him to death?
And you think that's why that girl's legs was broke all back? Because that guy was fucking her to death and just breaking her legs back?
I think it might have got her from behind. It might have got her from behind. That's why her legs were all jammed up.
No, her leg was broken backwards. Like, she was laying on her back and her leg was broken back towards her face. The back of her knee was open.
You know, we did skip over the part. We kind of half mentioned it. Where they were at the lake or the beach or whatever.
Yeah, and they grabbed the hair.
Yeah, why didn't they just grab her and start fucking her right then and there? And what would that look like to somebody who don't have it?
Is that what happens every time? Is they fuck them to death every time?
It fucked that
because
dude Greg
the guy
to death.
The guy said, if it touches you, you die.
Well, why would it just grab her hair and pull it up and not just touch her and kill her? Why did it play with her?
I don't know.
No theory on it?
That was just a little plot hole. And that what they should have done was had her getting up at that same time and starting to walk away, and then her hair being pulled back, you know.
But I did
reached out and grabbed, and that's the first thing.
But that whole pulling it straight up,
that was the little a stupid scene. They should have did it the way I said it.
But I agree. But I did like the fact that it was the friend who was walking towards him.
Right.
And she couldn't see it behind him, and no one else could see it. So it's walking towards her. And they never show the friend. And they're like, where is our friend? I can't remember her name. And then she goes, I'm out here. And it shows her in an inner tube on the lake. And that's when you know it's her. And you're like, fuck. Look, turn around. I mean, it was a good buildup.
All right. So they shoot this motherfucker at that time a couple times.
Well, he hits him with the chair, and it smacks him back and puts a big bruise or burn mark or
something. Right, so you can't harm this thing, but they want to fucking, they shoot it, and nothing happens to it. But then they want to try to fucking electrocute it in a pool. They want to trick it, and then he ain't tricked.
You know, it's kind of funny that you didn't see it. Every time it's been there, we've seen it like we have it. But when it comes into the pool, she's like, it's right there. But we couldn't see it. Shit just started floating up and going. Yeah. And then we could see it. And it was her dad.
Well, it was showing you what they were seeing.
Right.
They couldn't see it.
Because it was their dad.
Whose dad?
It was that girl and her sister's dad is what it looked like. And I don't know if he died or left or what, but she said, because the sister said, what does it look like? And she said, I'm not telling you. But it showed earlier a picture of him hugging them.
I didn't catch that.
So I don't know.
That's cool. That made the movie a little better for me. That was a little better written right there. But I think it was a good movie altogether.
All right, I got another question for you. What time period is this based around?
I'm going to say the early 2000s, maybe.
Early 2000s?
Yeah.
What? Can you elaborate on that? Tell me why you think it's early 2000s.
Just the scenes where, you know, well, no, I'm going to take that back because she's playing on a goddamn
e-reader.
Compact e-reader.
She's got a little compact
like
e-reader.
A compact.
Which they made for this movie.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Can't buy
I know
that
shit. That shit ain't out there.
Yeah.
I've seen it and said that is not real.
It's not.
It's a stupid concept, I think.
But what era, what time frame is this supposed to be? It's kind of like a little mid game.
I'm going to say around probably now then, because if
2016.
Yeah, but everything else about the movie reminds me of earlier time, like around 2000.
Well, think about it.
That's the only technology you see in
the
movie.
No cell phones.
That's the only technology you see in the movie is her reading that little compact.
When she calls him, she picks up from a landline and calls him.
Right, and they're swimming in a little shitty pool at the beginning of it, and it looks like suburbia. I mean, no, it looks like here in Camilla, Georgia. You know what I mean?
All right, well, let me tell you this.
It looks like they're in somewhere like Camilla. Everybody's riding around in pretty nice vehicles.
But
nothing new.
I mean, they're like nice. Some of them are
like
older.
90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, think about this, dude. Look at all the appliances they had around the pool. They were all those big CRT monitors and big TV, picture tube TVs and typewriters and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Shit that is not used nowadays at all.
Oh, that's cool.
And that would never work either, by the way. You couldn't just start throwing that shit in there and it electrocute. Not in that volume of water. You might get a little shock, a little bzzz.
Well, that's why they had a bunch of them.
That was a piss poor plan.
It was.
That was really a piss poor plan.
It really was.
And then when it throws, I do love when they throw the sheet over it and you can see it. And the dude shoots it square in the head, and it falls in the pool, and blood's all in the pool. But that was shitty CGI blood.
Yeah.
That was really shitty.
Yeah, it really was.
Kind of looked like period blood.
Ugh, that's nasty.
But then it comes out and it grabs her. He starts shooting again through the water. And somehow not hitting her, but killing it. I guess, you know, in parentheses, killing.
No, it didn't kill her. Well, that's why I say. I think it just got them.
Anyway, they left.
Off of her.
So they left and apparently went back and he fucked her. Or they fucked each other.
And I like that at the end.
Mm. What about when she went to the beach?
You scared me more than this movie scared me.
Dude,
right
what about
then.
When she went to the beach and seen the three
you
guys?
Just scared
sorry.
Me.
And she went to the beach and she seen those three guys sitting out there on the boat. And she starts taking her clothes off and gets in the water
yeah,
and swim.
She goes and
did she go and fuck them?
Yeah.
Did she fuck them?
Yes.
You think she fucked them?
Yes.
You think she fucked all of them?
She just fucked one of them, probably.
Another two just watched and jacked their dicks?
Yeah, they probably beat off on her face. She probably allowed
that's
them.
That's another question. What what constitutes fucking?
I don't
want to
fuck
sex?
Oh.
I mean, what if some chick...
I think it's actual intercourse.
What if some chick gave you an oral? Well, if it was a blowjob, would she
if,
have it then?
If the girls... If the guys got it and you got oral... Yeah. I don't know.
Would oral constitute for that? And what about a condom? If you had a condom, would that help?
Why would it? I don't know.
God.
What if she spit it out, though?
Do you have to come inside them for that to happen? Mm-hmm. So if you wore a condom, you'd be safe sex and you wouldn't have to worry about passing it?
Maybe not. I think so.
But you want to pass it.
Right.
Because you don't want to keep that shit.
Right. You want to get it further down the line.
You know what
I'd
do?
It.
I ain't going to lie.
It's going to always come back to
you. I would have to find me an orgy.
It would always come back to you.
Yeah, but you want to find an orgy because then you can fuck one person
what,
in the orgy.
What you
and that one person is going to fuck somebody else. They're going to fuck somebody else. They're going to fuck.
You
and
always,
it's going to get passed around like 10 times and then you just haul ass.
Fuck somebody that's easy. Somebody that's going to. Don't fuck that nerd because you're stuck with that nerd forever because that nerd ain't going to never fuck nobody.
And when he dies, it's coming right back
it's
to you.
It's coming right back to you. So fuck somebody that's
going to. That can get laid again.
Fuck somebody that's fucking. You start a fucking on the dating sites, and you fuck one of them because they're fucking everybody.
You do like old boy did. Then he rides past the prostitutes.
Right.
Did he fuck them? Because he kind of turned in.
I don't think he did, but he was. That's what his goal was. That's what his goal was, but I don't think he got it. I think they was like, anyway, he might have been transvestite, had a dick.
I don't know, but. After he fucked,
and it was like I don't fuck. I just get my dick sucked by guys.
After he shut up. After he fucked them, I'm saying he fucked the prostitutes because then they were like holding hands, just walking. Everything's good, and that was the end of the movie. Ambiguously,
no, but then it was following them.
Did you see that too?
Yeah.
There was I don't know. There was something behind them walking towards them.
It was following them.
But we've been. Fooled before?
No, it was following them.
It was a person following them.
It was following.
How do you know it was it and not just a regular
because
person?
Of the way it was walking slowly like that, man. It was it. One person walking by itself ain't gonna be walking slow like that. It's trying to get to its destination. It's not gonna be sitting there fucking walking like a dumbass.
I like that the way of thinking. I like that. If I'm walking by myself, I'm trying to get where I'm going and be done with it.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Getting to my destination.
I agree with you. I think that was it, too.
They're walking, holding hands, lollygagging.
I think that was it, too. This whole movie, I'm thinking of Faith No More. What is it? What is it? Is it? What is it?
You know what?
Is it? What is it?
You remember the mailbox? Was it called the mailbox or the notebook or something like that? Or the mailbox with Keanu Reeves? Where he
the Lake House.
The Lake House. You know what he should have done?
What?
Put a new mailbox in. What, look. He should have.
Welcome to the Smoky Shelter. Tonight we are talking about the Sandra Bullock, Keanu Reeves, The Lake House.
Well, listen. If he put a new mailbox in there, would it did it too? Let's just find out first. Let's find out if you take that mailbox down and put a different mailbox, does it work?
So if you cut your dick off and mend a new dick on there, it won't come after you no more?
That ain't what I'm asking. I'm asking about Lake House first. Listen, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that in 5 seconds. But look, if it works, then why not put a big-ass mailbox there and mail yourself to the bitch?
A person-sized mailbox?
Or just cut your dick off and mail your dick to her.
Okay, let's get back into It Follows.
All right, now, what was your analogy? Where you cut? What was you saying?
Oh, I was just making a joke on what you were saying.
What was your joke, then?
Oh, shit, man. I said, what, so you just cut your dick off and mend another dick on there and it don't follow you anymore? It follows your dick?
Maybe, or maybe it's in your nuts. Maybe it's in your nuts.
So, to be safe, cut your nuts and your dick off.
Yep.
But what if it still comes after you and you've cut
you
your...
feed them.
And now you can't fuck somebody else to give it away!
Oh, you're stuck with it.
I don't think I'd have to... I don't think I'd try that because you're stuck with it.
I think the thing is, you gotta... It's like Final Destination. You gotta kill everybody down the line. Whoever it started with.
It is. It's kind of like a fucking sexual Final Destination.
Well, this was my thing. It started with the chain letter. So let's kill everybody down the line. Let's kill everybody down the line, down the chain letter, until we get to the first person who started the chain letter. And then the curse is over.
All right. Can I tell you something? Since we're pretty much done with this movie now.
Yep.
I was doing some reading on this movie, and the producer, or the guy who wrote it, director or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is actually working on a sequel.
Cool.
And the sequel will flip-flop. It will now have Jay, that girl, the main character,
mm-hmm.
doing the research to find out
where it
come from and work her way back to the original person.
Because that's how she's got to kill it.
I hope.
Because it's a curse.
I'm hoping. Yeah. Somewhere down the line, somebody just run somebody over and some gypsy went,
thinner. Yeah, and touched his face.
And said, no.
Poor paranormal.
Ghost STD.
Paranormal porno.
Paranormal STD. Yeah, so no, anyway, I mean, I'm hoping that sequel don't come to pass. I like the way it ended. It ended ambiguously. Let's let it just end. I don't think this movie needs a sequel. A sequel will ruin this movie.
I'll watch it.
I'd watch it too, but it won't hold up.
But it won't hurt my feelings either way. I still like the first one better. We'll just always say we like the first one better.
Just live and let live.
It don't hurt my feelings to start a new one because, look, Purge did it. You didn't like the first Purge that much, but, look, you loved the second Purge, and then you loved the third Purge. So let them fucking keep going. Why not? Who gives a shit?
That's right.
Don't you want to see another Cabin Fever? I didn't like the first one, but, yep.
Dude, there's like four Cabin Fevers.
Is
yeah.
I probably didn't like none of them then, and I didn't watch
one. I wanted to like it because Ryder Strong was in it, but then he died and got his face ripped off and shit, and it just kind of sucked. All right, welcome back to the Smoky Shelter. We're talking about Cabin Fever.
And House of Wax. What about House of Wax?
Paris Hilton
House of
Wax? Getting her face fucking cut off.
She got a pole through her fucking throat.
Yeah,
like she was sucking a pole dick.
Let's do a little rating and review on...
Went out the back of her head.
Let's do a little rating and review on It Follows. Give me a rating and review, Big Lance.
It was a pretty good movie. You told me a little bit about it before I watched, so I kind of knew what I was getting into. I like movies like that, so I can't complain. I enjoyed it. I'm going to have to give it a... And it kept me on my toes. But I had to give it a 7. Just a 7.
Just a 7 or 7?
Yeah, a 7.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed it. I mean, I'd watch it again.
All right. Well,
I'd recommend it.
Okay.
Well, you heard it. I did. I recommended it to somebody.
You heard it.
I got Lil Craig in trouble for recommending it to him. Because I recommended it to him. And he told his old lady, he's like, you want to watch a movie tonight? She was like, sure. They looked it up and she read the description. She said, oh, I see why you want to watch this movie.
And there's no sex in it. I mean,
now, that's what I said. It's not about sex. Really.
You would not
want
to watch this to jack your dick.
There's one scene that is a little bit disturbing, but it's not really that much about sex.
More of a concept.
Although you see about... two or three sex scenes in the movie.
Yeah, but they're not really sexy.
No, you don't see...
That one where the dude's fucking the chick. She's just like, get this over with so I can start running again.
Yeah, you see a little bit of nudity. But these girls look young, man. They look like they're like fucking 15 or 16 years old almost.
That's just because we're old, brother.
I know.
All right. So my rating and review on this movie, I watched this movie on a whim. And when I watched it, I enjoyed it. I was like, okay, I got to throw this out there because it made me ask so many questions and made me think. And that's the kind of movies I think The Smoky Shelter, we do good on. And we're arguing about plot-driven or just plot-driven or just doing favorite parts. We need to be asking questions like we did with Swiss Army Man. Well, what happens if...
Yeah.
Why did this happen? We need to What's the point of this?
Find the plot holes and stuff like that, yeah.
And discuss them and figure out what's what, yeah. Because those are the best steps. Fences, I think we did that on, didn't we?
Yeah, look, we touched on it because he's like, yeah, he was swinging at death and all that.
So, but anyway, I love this movie because this is my type of movie. And once I watched it, I mean, I watched it again with Logan, and I probably wouldn't just go watch it for the fuck of it, but if I'd
mean,
watch
wanna,
it with
you
somebody.
You want to know what? You go back to like Primal Fear. We touched on it there, man.
Those are
the type of movies
yeah,
that
we need to be doing while
yeah.
we're stoned and drunk.
Yeah.
Okay, so my rating on this movie, I'm going to give this movie a 7.8. And I don't do that too often. It's not an 8 is great.
That was better than Reservoir Dogs?
It's not an 8 is great, but it's 7.8.
Is it better than Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah, honestly, a little bit better than Reservoir Dogs because...
I can't say that. I watched Reservoir Dogs twice. I only watched this one once and a half.
Because the reason I'm saying that is because it's a different made movie. It's a different style. And I like that style better than I do Quentin Tarantino style. But, I mean, they're on par. 7.5, 7.8, they're on par. All right, well, let's move into a little budget versus box office on 2014, It Follows. What you think they spent on this movie, Big Lance?
I'm going to say they spent... Did it go to box office?
It did go to box office.
I'm going to say they spent $3 million.
They spent $2 million.
$2 million.
Not bad. Opening or gross. What did they gross in the box office?
So they grossed $5 million.
They grossed $14.6 million.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, opening weekend. Yeah. What you think they did opening weekend, Big Lance? In the United States.
I'll say they did $500,000.
They did $160,000.
That's about what fucking Reservoir Dogs did in '92.
All right. Bonus question. How many months did this stay in the theaters?
4 months.
4 months. Get it on the bonus question. I don't think there's anything else on this one to do. All right, let's move in. Oh, shit. I don't even know we can do a name game on this movie. I don't know anybody in this movie.
I don't know either.
All right, well, tonight, since we don't know a single soul in this movie, we're going to do something different. We're going to do a random name game.
Let's do a movie quote.
We'll do a movie quote since we can't do a name game?
Yeah.
All right. Well, since we can't do the name game because we don't know anybody in this movie or anything they've ever been in, we're going to do our substitute game, which is going to be movie quotes. And it was my pick, so Lance picks the movie quote, and I have to...
Give me 5 seconds.
All right. Since we don't... Let's just do a name game, but let's just pick a random actor. A random name game. And you get to go because I picked the movie. So you pick an actor, and we'll start the name game.
Well,
tonight, we are doing random name game because we don't know anyone in this movie.
Mm-hmm. We'll go with... I'm going to go with... Jamie Lee Curtis.
I was going to say, or we could say you have to pick somebody that's been in one of our movies.
Okay.
Or episodes. I mean.
Okay. Well, I have to change it.
I mean, we could do Jamie Lee Curtis, but I'm saying if you, we could say if it's a random pick because we don't know anyone in that movie, then we say random pick tonight, and we pick somebody from a past episode. Okay. That makes sense. I like that podcast, Lan. What y'all think?
Okay. All right.
Oh, they seem to like it too.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. The first one that comes to mind is fucking, but I think we've done him before.
Who?
Arnold.
Yeah, we've done. It's got to be somebody we ain't done yet.
I don't know. Keanu Reeves, I'm sure we've done him. And John Wick.
We did, or Speed.
Or Speed. I know we've done Tom Cruise. I know we've.
Actually, as of recording this, John Wick hadn't come out yet.
Fuck, dude.
Ben Stiller.
Will Arnett.
Huh?
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett. Anything he's been in. Okay. Arrested Development.
BoJack Horseman.
We did do Will Arnett. Because we did do
Will
Arnett.
Well, then it's going to be hard to do this, man.
I just said Ben Stiller. We've never done Ben Stiller.
Okay, Ben Stiller.
We've never done Jack Black. Or you want to do Ben Stiller?
Tropic Thunder.
Okay. There's Something About Mary.
Polly. Along Came Polly.
Zoolander.
Zoolander 2.
Did that come out? I thought that was a rumor.
It's out.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball 2. No. Meet the Fockers.
Meet the Parents.
Little Fockers.
God damn it! That was my next one. Heavyweights.
He wasn't Heavyweight. That was a good one, too.
He played the same character as he did in Dodgeball.
That's right.
It's like a young version of him.
That's right. Dodgeball. He had that fucking
cock piece where he pops it up.
Oh, yeah. I like the painting, though. Where it's like a metaphor. Me taking a bull by the horns.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Yeah.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood but me.
Ben Stiller. Let's see. What has he done? Something else with Jennifer Aniston, I think. Like, Long King Polly. Should did Owen Wilson. I got some real one. Owen Wilson.
We ain't done a movie with Owen Wilson.
No, but Starsky and Hutch.
He was in that. Yeah, okay. Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum, too.
Full of Towel.
It was called. It was that famous museum. It was a the something.
You want to switch gears? Go to a different answer.
I don't know another one. I can't think of another one right off. So I reckon I lose. If you can come up with any more. I know he played in a soft porn on Showtime back in the day.
Nah, I know there was part 2 and 3 of Night Museum. One of them's something about the Smithsonian. But,
Smithsonian.
But it's not just Smithsonian. There's something. And then that's the third one. No, that's the second. And the third one, I don't know, it's weird. There's 3 of them, but they all got different titles.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I remember they did.
Nah, that's pretty much it then, because I can't think of any more either. So, damn, twofer tonight.
He's got a bunch of movies, though.
I'm sure there's a bunch we ain't thought about.
The Ben Stiller Show.
His dad's Jerry Stiller on Seinfeld. Would I get that point? No.
But I didn't know that. His real dad is Jerry.
Jerry Stiller.
I didn't know that.
George's dad?
George's dad is Ben Stiller's dad?
Yeah.
The one on Kings and Queens?
Yeah. That's Ben Stiller's dad, Jerry Stiller.
I had no idea.
That's Jerry Stiller, Ben Stiller's dad.
Wow. He's a funny fucker.
Yeah, I love him.
He's always yelling.
Even in King of Queens.
Yeah, I love that. He's the same guy.
Yeah, that's Ben Stiller's dad. You can see it, though, now, can't you?
You want a piece of me? That was on
Seinfeld.
He was talking to Elaine.
All of them. He said that to several of them. yeah. Anyway, okay, so.
You got it.
Oh, shit. We did. Okay, so one word to describe It Follows.
Rapey.
Follows. I was hoping you were going to say it, and I was going to go follows. But you had to go rapey. I don't know why you went rapey.
Because the mama raped the son.
Lance's like, how'd he get hard?
Yeah. All right, then.
He might have been in the process of whacking off. That's why he's pissed off. He opened the door. He's like, what? Because he was sitting there trying to jack off. And so he opened the door, said, what? He already had a boner, and she jumped on him.
With
and
his heart on in his hand. Like, what,
yeah,
mom?
What?
And then, what do you want, mom? Well, this dick.
Well, the mom opened the door.
Suck a dick, bitch.
The mom opened the door with her titty hanging out. So, I mean, it was like, what, she what?
Some, she had some hot titties. If you're going to go, that's the way to go, man.
To get fucked by your mom?
Getting fucked by your mom. No, getting fucked by a hot chick. She was hot, though.
Lance is like, that's the way to go. If you're gonna go, get fucked by your mom. Fucked to death by your mom.
I retract that statement. I never said that.
I would retract that statement, too.
All right.
Man. We're out here. All right, guys, man, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, check us out at smokeshelter.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Pocket Cast, iTunes. We're all over the place. Check us out. Spread the word. I think we're pretty much done with this episode tonight. Any last words, Big Lance?
Don't be a fool. Stay in school.
And wrap it up before you fuck it up.
Don't do drugs.
Take your vitamins.
Be safe.
Brush your teeth.
Out there. It's a nasty world we live in.
Wear a garbage bag.
Don't walk down dark alleys at night.
Don't take candy from strangers.
You're taking all my last words. What am I going to have next week if we use them all?
Oh, man, what the fuck? All right, guys, we are out. Later.
Later.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.
If you have sex, if it's following you, it's coming to kill you. The only
if
way
you have sex, if it follows you, it's coming to kill you.
God damn it. Let's try this again. Okay. So, okay.